there are many, many books about the Siberian experience, but the one that you wrote is quite unusual. It's the story of your family, deeply divided and tragically broken by that wartime experience. Can you briefly tell us about your family?
Well, my mother and sister were in eastern, what was then eastern Poland, near Grodno, and my mother was a landowner. She had inherited this farm from her brother, her much older brother, who had fought with Piłsudski in 1920 at Warsaw, and he was awarded this big tract of land, and when he died, she inherited it. And she had married a man quite young. She was, you know, her parents had died, and she married the man who was my sister's father. They didn't really get along, so she was on her own with this farm. It was a fruit farm. And when the war broke out, the Russians came, and she was in that first wave in February of 1940 of deportations, where they came in the middle of the night and, you know, at gunpoint told her to pack up and leave. And they, with my sister, she went to a labor camp in Siberia. They were there for a couple of years until Germany attacked Russia. Amnesty was declared, and my mother right away tried to find a way to get out. She actually ended up escaping from the camp because, of course, the Soviets weren't going to allow these free slave laborers to leave. In the meantime, my father had been captured in Lithuania at the start of the war and had been sent to a prisoner of war camp near the Katyn Forest at Kozielsk, and he narrowly escaped being one of those 22,000 officers and other intellectuals who were murdered. So when Russia had to now join the Allied forces against Germany, they were required by the Polish government in exile to leave, to allow the prisoners in the camps and the camps to leave. So my mother tried to find her way to the Polish army that was forming, and my parents met briefly in that turmoil. They met again later on in southern Soviet Union, and then finally at the end of the war, they each did not want to go back to communist Poland, so they ended up going to England, and they met again. And that's where I was born. And we came to America in 1952. So I was raised in the Polish-American community in Chicago, and my mother was one that always talked about all those terrible things that happened to her throughout my whole childhood. At first, I was quite frightened by some of the things that she was saying. Later on, as a teenager, I was quite annoyed because it seemed like the war was always coming up no matter what or when. It was just in my face all the time. Later on, when I was an adult, and finally when I became a mother, I had asked her to write these things down. It was the middle of the 1980s, and Poland was under martial law, and there was all this political strife going on. And I had been to Poland 10 years earlier, 1976, at the start of some of those food strikes. So I got a very good sense of what it was like to live under communism, and felt that this was a story that was not really known, especially not in America. And so I finally convinced my mother to sit down and write things down logically, because when she would talk about these things when I was a child, it would be disjointed stories, and I was always confused whether it was World War I she was talking about, or World War II, or what was happening, where in the world she was. So my father was instrumental in getting her to sit down and write these things down, and then I had tape recorder for her to speak, and I still have those recordings of her. And you know, I proceeded to write. At that point, I wasn't working anymore. I was at home with my children, and I started to write the World War II Siberian war story. That I had to put aside, you know, I'm raising my family, and then I went back to work. And finally, I decided a few years ago that this needed to get out there somehow. And I enrolled at the University of Chicago's writing program, and they convinced me very quickly. I could not really be writing my mother's memoir. I needed to write my own memoir. And so I really resisted that because I didn't really want to bring myself into the whole story. By then, my mother had passed away and my father. And so I embarked on this story that has now come out with an alternating chapter way of incorporating things that affected me as a child and as a young adult. From some of the stories that she told while she was, you know, undergoing this horrible, horrible experience.
But why did you write the book? Was it more to tell the story that is so unknown to the world, or, you know, so unknown in the United States at least? Or was it more for those personal family reasons to, like, deal with your own family issues?
Well, initially it was to be an educational thing because I felt that, you know, the Polish story was not known. I mean, in my own experience and going through American schools, I mean, this was not something that was taught. I only knew about it, you know, because my family went through it and I was going through Polish school and Polish Girl Scouts. And so all my Polish friends, you know, had similar stories and, you know, experiences. And so we knew about it. And then I was discovering that most Americans didn't know about this. And there was quite political upheaval going on in Poland. And so my initial reason for writing it was to, you know, write this history in the context of my family's story. Later on, I, you know, when I finally was convinced that I should be bringing myself into the story, I think I found it very cathartic. I think my mother found it a catharsis too when we finished at least her part of the story. And I got my sister to tell me a few things too. She's been a little more reticent about talking about those things. After all, she was just a child when she was going through it and remembered some things, but not all things. And, you know, the things that affected her very profoundly, of course, she remembered. So I found it very healing to bring an understanding to my own life of what my mother had gone through. And essentially, you know, forgive her for being this crazy mother that I had that wouldn't stop talking about World War II and
which is really interesting, because my experience is that a lot of survivors of the Soviet gulags never talk about the horrors they experienced. That's actually something that we keep hearing. We screened a very important film that was made by two women in England. I'm sure you heard about the Forgotten Odyssey. And I mean, this is what I heard a lot. The next generation would say they never talked about it. Right. So your mother was the opposite. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I think, you know, she found some mental relief in talking about it, but she never had, I think, closure with those things that happened. She was extremely angry about both Germany and the Soviets. But she did say that, you know, in her travels through, you know, the Soviet Union, that the Russian people that she met were good to her. It was just the communists that, you know, were the problem. And I just think she used this venting, you know, it was venting for her to talk about all this stuff. And it didn't take much to get her to start talking about something. She could be eating a piece of bread and she'd like, oh yeah, I remember this part when I was trying to, you know, buy a loaf of bread and they didn't have any more or something like that. You know, it was just, you know, rolling off her tongue almost all the time.
How was it for you, born and raised, you know, in a free country, to be facing these stories from the past, like on an ongoing basis? How did it affect you growing up?
As a young child, I was frightened because I'd find her talking to somebody in her past and looking at herself in the mirror and talking to somebody and saying some really scary kinds of things. Like she used the word maltretovali, you know, that was her, they maltreated me. I didn't know what was going on. You know, I didn't like the fact that she was talking to herself. And, you know, I was having what I was thinking I was having was a normal, trying to have a normal American upbringing. But then I saw, you know, my friends at school, the school I went to didn't have very many Polish people. And they were all like, you know, when I would mention some of these things to my friends, they'd go, really? And I was thinking that they also knew these things. I thought that their families went through this. And finally, I was beginning to realize that this was very different for me. So it affected me pretty profoundly as a child, and I was, you know, kind of shy of my mother. I didn't really want to be around her very much when I was a child. And then when I became a teenager, you know, the stories, you know, they maybe weren't quite as frequent because time had passed, but she still dwelled on a lot of these things and always made me feel like I should, like I didn't go through it, and, you know, I wouldn't understand her. And, you know, she was always comparing me to my sister as like, well, you know, if I wanted some new piece of clothing or do something that was, you know, kind of in her mind, you know, frivolous, she would say, you know, Mira never had this, and look how, you know, you're so spoiled, you know. And actually I was just, you know, trying to have a normal American teenage life compared to, you know, my American friends. So that played on me a little.
Did you feel jealous, envious of that special bond between your mother and your sister, Mira?
Well, I didn't think it was jealousy. It was more like guilt, like, oh, you know, because they would have, you know, they could be sitting in the room and just like look at each other, and you could tell that they had this mutual thought about something, and I felt completely out of the picture. And I, you know, and then with all the talking about the wars, you know, like almost every Sunday dinner, you know, she, you know, I felt guilty that I hadn't gone through all of that. I was beginning to think, gee, maybe I should go through something like that, you know, to have this, you know, relationship. Yeah, I don't, my sister's quite a bit older than me. So it was like,
how many
I had
years?
15. Mm-hmm. So it's like I had a third parent the whole time I was growing up, too.
Right.
You know, so it wasn't this normal kind of sibling rivalry or anything. It was just this feeling of, gee, I wish I had the same relationship, and I don't understand why. But I had a wonderful relationship with my father. He was just the most gentleman, honorable, fun person, you know, very psychologically understanding of, you know, people, and, you know, charismatic. And I'm very thankful I had him for my father, because if I had just been with my mother and sister, I'm not sure how I would have ended up mentally.
And your sister never really got into, like, never really became adapted to this life in free America?
Oh, no, she, you know, she managed. It was very hard for her because, you know, when in the camps, she didn't have any really, you know, systematic basic education. My mother was working and she was left alone in the camp. And then later on, it was, you know, one resettlement camp after another. She finally got, you know, my mother ended up and sister ended up in India. My mother was a Red Cross nurse. And, you know, my sister finally got into what would be a regular school. It was a convent school in Panchgani. And, you know, then, you know, she, you know, but she always lamented about how, because of her poor background, she was very hard for her to finish school, but she did. She got a degree from Roosevelt University in chemistry and worked for many years as a chemist. So in spite of all of that, you know, she, you know, adapted as much as she could, I guess, you know, after surviving something like that.
Why do you think, having done all the research that you did, preparing the book and working on the book and after the book was published, why do you think the story is so unknown? And I don't mean in Poland, because in Poland we obviously know, right, that there was a period of communism when you were not supposed to even talk about the Soviet oppression.
Right.
But in the West?
Well, I think, for one, I don't think enough Polish people have come forth with their stories. You know, I don't think enough has been written about this whole experience. And, you know, it's kind of our own fault, we Poles, you know, that we're not kind of beating our own drum and saying, hey, look, you know, look what's happened. And maybe there's, you know, a lack of some cohesive organization to go and promote these things, maybe lack of films, you know, lack of other books out, you know, I mean, beginning to see a little bit more coming out, you know, I mentioned when we were offline, Wesley Adamczyk, you know, he's my sister's age, but he wrote a wonderful book, When God Looked the Other Way, which was also translated into Polish and did very well in Poland back in 2010. And, you know, we need more of that sort of thing, but it takes a lot of promotion, as you well know, in the publishing world. If you're not a famous writer, you know, you get very little real support. And, you know, that's one reason I'm trying to do all these promotions that I've been doing to get the word out. You know, I think I told you I was going to be heading to the East Coast soon. I'm going to be on a television program in Fairfax, Virginia. It's a show called Communicating Today. It's a cable television show on Channel 10, I believe, with John Monsell. And then I'm going to be at a bookstore, a Barnes & Noble bookstore, signing some books there in Fairfax. And then I'm going over to New York City to the Kosciuszko Foundation and doing a presentation there. So I'll be in the East Coast September 12th, 13th, and then at the Kosciuszko Foundation on the 14th. And then on the 15th, I'll be in New Britain, Connecticut, at the Polish American Foundation. I guess there's quite a large Polish community, Polish American community in Connecticut, which is new to me because I always thought Chicago was the seat of all Polish American life. But I'm finding that, you know, even the state of Wisconsin has more Polish people or Polish Americans than Illinois, which is surprising. But
this is within the Polish community. Do you find any interest in this story from mainstream media?
You know, I have, you know, a publicist who has found me various venues. Yesterday, I was just on a radio talk show in the morning that is in central Wisconsin and Minnesota. I've had several other similar ones. Of course, the TV program, I'm thinking that's just, you know, American audience that's not Polish American. I'm going to be at the main library in Chicago, the Harold Washington Chicago Public Library, in October 13th.
What have you learned from writing this book and from also sharing it with your readers? Because you've already had a number of meetings with people to talk about the book. What are the lessons you've learned?
Well, I'm glad I wrote it. It was quite an effort. It took very long time, you know, if you count all, you know, the time when I first started. Of course, there were a number of years where I didn't do anything with it. But I'm finding that people are appreciating it, and that makes me feel good about doing that. I've gotten fairly good reviews, you know, that have come out. You know, people who want to share their story with me, which, you know, again, is leading me to thinking of doing something along those lines as well. Because, like I said, I mean, we need to, you know, get these stories out, even if they're the kind of sort of the similar thing. But it's still a way of bringing attention to what happened, and so we don't repeat what happened. I mean, when I look at some of the things going on in the world with, like, Syrian refugees and what's going on with Putin in Ukraine, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, are we heading in the, you know, did we not learn our lesson from World War II? You know, so I do think it's a very satisfying thing for me to be able to talk about the book. I appreciate having me on your program. And so, yeah, so the battle, I think it's, you know, like in my mother's and sister's case, I think that it has a lot to do with post-traumatic stress syndrome, because, or disorder. You know, of course, we hear about that a lot these days, but I do believe that these traumas sometimes don't have an effect till many years later. And I think that may have happened to my sister. And, you know, she, of course, was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, which is pretty scary. But then she, you know, she wasn't on any kind of medication. I mean, she would refuse to take it. And if you met her today, you probably wouldn't think anything really is wrong with her. I mean, the paranoia kicks in when they start talking about giving her some kind of
So I wonder if she had a life where there would be no memories of that, you know, no constant talking and remembering and going through this. I wonder if her life would have been different. What do you think?
You know, it just, I don't not be affected by these things. It isn't just war. It's any, and sometimes the generation after. I don't know if you're familiar with this new study called epigenetics, and they're looking at the effect of, you know, trauma on the unborn child because of hormonal changes in the mother and the genetic impact. I mean, that's fascinating to me with my biology background. So, you know, that's something I'm also thinking maybe I would explore writing about. I'd prefer.
Memoirs are a big thing now. People like reading.
I think there's more interest in true stories. I think there's a resurgence of interest in World War II and what happened, you know, to the grandparents, in my case, my parents, but, you know, like my children who are like in their 20s and 30s, they're, you know, that generation is becoming more interested. When I was in Poland last year visiting my family, they were telling me that there's this resurgence of interest in World War II stories. So,
if you could now sit in front of your mom and talk to her after having published the book and heard what you heard from people who read it, what would you say to your mother?
That I understand her better and that I appreciate everything she went through and that I forgive her for all her craziness when I was growing up.